Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
So with the new UCD manager, Magic Tarnogrodzki, after tonight's 3-1 FAI Cup win over St. Patrick's. First game in charge, and Magic, your team 3-0 up after 46 minutes. The dream start to your senior managerial career.
Yeah, it was brilliant, especially after the result last weekend. I think players wanted to have a good reaction themselves as well, and we had a plan and they executed very well. We were 3-0 up after 46 minutes, but I think we created a couple of very clear good chances. We should have scored as well, but what else can you ask? 3-0, yeah. And then we had to defend at the end, but they did that.
You got the job, I think, on Wednesday evening after you took training. The previous manager, Colly O'Neill, took training on Monday. How did the week work for you? When were you told that the job might be available, and you took a session on Wednesday and your team goes and does that a couple of days later?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, what you said. You need to remember that I work in this club 3 years now. So it's not that you are getting a manager or coach from somewhere else. I'm working here. So that's exactly what happened.
So you took training on Wednesday. How did the session go, and what did you say to the players when you first spoke to them as their new manager?
Basically, we had a session. There was a Dermot also talking to players that we need a good reaction, what happened in the previous games, especially in the last game. And then we had a session. With me, as simple as that. I don't talk that much before training or even dressing room, just 10 minutes. And we had a session. The players responded. It was a good session, good energy, and they showed also tonight.
Are you the type of coach, Magic, who's hands-on on the training pitch? I know you've kept Ian Ryan and Jerry Barron as assistant and goalkeeping coach, but were you on the pitch with the boys, and are you quite hands-on?
I am a coach, so, like, you know, you can call it manager. I see myself as a coach, so I've been coaching for the last 10 years non-stop, and that's exactly what I do. Of course, we split. I believe and that everyone has to be involved, so I'm very happy and delighted that Ian stayed on. He's a very good coach and also an ex-defender. I'm more offensive-minded coach, so we can split the work between ourselves. And Jer, of course, is a very good goalkeeping coach. So from that perspective, and I know all of them because we've been in the same club for the last couple of years. I've been here 3 years. So, yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah, I know we spoke briefly on WhatsApp audio, and thanks for your time a couple of hours after you got the job during the week, and you spoke about knowing a lot of the players from the under-19s, and, you know, it's a squad mixed with younger players and a couple of senior players with the likes of Liam Scales. His move to England didn't happen. He was the captain tonight. He was excellent. You've got other players like Conor Kearns and Josh Collins in the stand, and then lots of other young players who you've had at under-19, and you have them now again at senior level.
That's a great scenario. They know me. I would say 70% of current squad, the full squad, is today was a full bench was under-19s from this season. And so I know all of them, even those I didn't coach, a couple of, they still know me from a youth setup. Either I played against them or like I know they know me. So yeah, to be honest, it's great continuation.
Did you have to do much thinking when you were offered the job, and what type of things were in your head when you were considering if you wanted to take it or not?
You need to. I am driven, so I want to be successful. I want to go as a coach myself, and I want always improve players. So there are no many options available very often in football. You need to. I was asked. I said, of course, I'm available. I'm ready for it. I had 10 years experience in League of Ireland, and so I think that was the time.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask you that. People may have heard your name a few years ago when you were the Bray 19th manager and you took over as caretaker for a little while. And if memory serves me correctly, in that time you did quite well, got some good results, and then you went back to under-19s. What's your background into how you started coaching in Ireland and the clubs you worked with up till now?
So I started coaching exactly 10 years ago now, Shelbourne under 15. And then I just was progressing from Shelbourne and got I coached under 20 on that time, was under 20 league, and then also under 19s 1 year, and then I moved to Bray Wanderers, With first team under Pat Devlin. I think it was for a year, and then I left that position, and then I actually came back when Pat was gone from the club. They asked me if I can take under 19. So, and then I was 3 years, I think, in Bray, and that two and a half, and that first team also there. And then I was I came to UCD 3 years ago, more or less 3 years ago.
And you have your UEFA pro license, which you did with the FA up north, as opposed to here. I know that the courses here are very oversubscribed, so you've just finished your pro in the last year or so up north. How did you find that? And you do now have the license to manage in the Premier Division, which, if UCD stay up, that's what you'll need.
Basically, the situation is that a lot of youth coaches cannot progress because of the pro license. So, in many other countries, lots of youth coaches. If you do analysis, I did myself in Bundesliga, which is like very strong team, very strong leagues, or La Liga, a lot of youth coaches progress to first teams and they are allowed to go on pro license. I don't know how it works exactly. You're saying subscribe here in FAI, but in North is exactly the same, because there was 18 applications and there was only 19 places, and I got into it. It was a great course with a mixture of people, a lot of players who played in Premier League in England, I think 10 of them. So, I was lucky to get into it. Yeah.
And if people imagine you're interested in you off the pitch, I know you have a full-time job as well, as nearly now a full-time job as a football manager. What do you do away from football? Because lots of people in the league balance a career in the daytime and a career at night time.
Yeah, so I work in Microsoft for the last 10 years, and I have a family, a wife and son, who is two years old. So my life is mainly just work, family and football. That's how it is.
Would that be an extra balance for you now? I'm not sure how many times you're under 19 team trained, and you know, in the league in the 19th, it's kind of regionalised. You don't have to go far away quite often, but in this league, there's a lot more travel and a lot more late nights and maybe some extra training sessions.
Yeah, but that's okay. Overall, first team here in League of Ireland, in UCD, they train more or less as we train with 19s. We always train three times, sometimes even four times. So from that point of view, there is no big change for me at all, actually. Games, if you play at home, it's Friday night, and sometimes you go away on Friday, so you can get a little bit of a half day off or day off on Fridays at work, yeah.
And Magic, we'll finish on the football. You're into the FAI Cup quarterfinals now, and UCD, of course, made the semi-finals last year. The draw will take place next week, and you're a game from a semi-final, and all the coaches spoke this week about it's five games in the FAI Cup to reach the final at the Aviva Stadium, and that performance tonight, I'm sure you'll be confident heading into the draw no matter who you get.
Of course, I think the boys, our boys, they need to dream big and always try to be as best as possible. So we'll see who we get, and we will prepare for that game. But first, we have a couple of difficult games in the league.
Yeah, you played Dundalk in your next league game as well. And just to look at the league table here, if my phone will open for me, God bless Face ID. The league table at the moment, you've played one less game than Finn Harps. You're 6 points behind them, and you've got 8 matches left, so you've got to put some sort of a run together. You have to play teams around you. You've got to play Dundalk next. And what's the aims?
That's exactly what it is. And the time will show where we're going to end up. And hopefully we can get some results. I can't say where we're going to end up at the end. The only thing I can say that the players will be driven, and I will be driven as well to keep us up and to get results. But I cannot say where we're going to be at the end. I think that with this team, what I see with the way they apply them today versus a strong team, Pat's team, we will get some results. I'm positive.
And lastly, you know, young players, a lot, they suffer with either very high confidence or very low confidence, depending on how they play and how the games go. Their confidence from the game last Friday, losing 10-1 to Bowes, couldn't have been much lower, I'm sure. How did you pick them up to make them play so well tonight? And you know, I suppose the difference a week can make in their careers. They wake up tomorrow morning very, very happy. Last Saturday, they were probably very, very down.
So I'm a huge believer in the energy. So it's important that you pick up players, not just players, but overall a human being, just for a higher energy. So we managed to do that. But it wasn't just like me or someone else from coaching. Coaching the players really wanted reaction, I'm pretty sure, and they did that themselves. So it was just a little bit of a give them a little bit of a tools how we want to play, and they executed that.
Magic, thanks a lot. Best luck with your new job, and cheers for your time.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you.
98 FM's Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98FM.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.